tell Jordan.
Hello, welcome to KHOB, hobby radio all the time. This is your host, Vanilla Ice, coming at you hard. We got some easy listening for you tonight, all night long. Hope you guys are curled up next to that warm fire tonight and just ready to get some smooth jazz just in your ears all night.
I was wondering how long you could keep going with that.
Yeah, no, but for real, this is welcome to episode seven?
Six.
Episode six.
Yeah, I think it's six.
I introduced it. This is Sam Porter.
Sam Zena.
Dylan Heimbrock.
And this week, we're going to be going over competitive eating as the hobby.
Yeah, we called it eating challenges at the end of last episode, but technically, challenges. Yeah, I learned that the hobby was technically called, what did you say?
Competitive eating. So our apologies if we've offended anyone today, but we got some smooth tunes coming at you all night long.
Maybe we can make amends that way.
Let's get some Montel Jordan covers, smooth jazz covers. Can we do that? Is that possible?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sounds
all the time.
What are your personal favorites?
Does he have any song besides "This Is How We Do It"?
Yeah, he was literally a one song wonder. He spit out a one song wonder.
Not even one hit. He only made one song.
Yeah, just one song, and he was just done. And he's just been partying since 1994.
That sounds about right.
Maybe 96,
maybe earlier. I think
he's
maybe 1909.
Not that early.
Not that early.
He's like a shittier R&B version of Coolio, is what you're saying.
I don't know if I would
He had more than one song, for sure.
Coolio had like two, dude. Fantastic Voyage, and then the...
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, that's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, and Gangster's Paradise.
That was a big one.
That's just three, I guess.
Yeah, that was probably... Do you think that was his biggest one?
Well, that's always so. Fantastic Voyage was pretty big.
There's a lot of different categories we can compare those three songs on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They're all classics.
All classics, definitely.
All absolute stone classics.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I just shook the table.
But, getting into competitive eating.
Yeah, so we chose the topic because we're coming off of Thanksgiving, and we figured everybody'd be real full.
Full to the brim. Yeah, happy belated Thanksgiving, guys.
Everybody likes to have their...
I've never heard a belated wish besides birthday.
Really?
Happy belated Thanksgiving. I'm going to start telling people that.
What about just happy belated 4th of July? Just throw it out there.
Never heard anyone say that.
What's the cutoff for belated things? Like happy belated birthday.
Maybe a week?
Is it a week? Yeah, I feel like it's a week. I feel like after that, you missed the boat.
I feel like if you don't say it on the day, it's almost just like, you're already fucked.
It definitely has to be within the month.
I think you at least can get the next day. I feel like you can get the next
day for birthdays. You can totally get the next day for birthdays. Yeah. Absolutely.
You can even just say happy birthday the next day.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, it's close enough.
What about the people that say happy birthday?
You probably
the
still
day
got
before?
Cards coming in the mail.
A lot of people that do that.
Well, those people are just making mistakes.
Yeah.
They're just trying to be the first one at midnight.
That's right. You get those Facebook wall posts just rolling in around 11 p.m.
That's
like,
true.
Hey, buddy. Let's just
pull
the reins a little bit.
Uh-oh.
But so did y'all have a good Thanksgiving?
We had a pretty excellent Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, because y'all ate together. You stayed in Austin and ate together.
Yeah, we stayed in Austin. We ate together. We watched a lot of football. We actually played a little... Tossed the football around for a little bit.
I did too.
Nice.
Yeah. Sam Zena. Second time in his lifetime.
Fun. Yeah, I've been working on my spiral.
Okay.
Are you working on the hands team, catching the ball?
Yeah. Well, I'm a pretty good catcher.
Yeah.
Receiver, if you will.
Okay. That's good.
I just got big hands, you know. And
you do have some monkey paws.
In casual games of catch, you know.
Yeah.
Usually not much out of my range.
That's true.
You have a good range.
Thanks.
Long range. But yeah, so Thanksgiving was good.
We just
ate and...
What'd y'all eat?
All sorts of things.
A lot of different things.
We had turkey and Sia made some really excellent sweet potatoes that I roasted in balsamic vinaigrette. Those were really good.
They were delicious.
I think I would like that more because it wouldn't be as sweet, right?
Yeah. No, they weren't.
I don't like how sweet they
are. And the salad dressing you made.
Yeah, I made a really excellent salad with cranberry salad dressing and blue cheese and almonds. It was all really tasty. Porter over here made an excellent macaroni and cheese.
Busted it out.
Yeah,
nice.
It's pretty.
Anything special in it?
A lot of cheese.
Okay. Secret ingredient.
I can't tell you the secret ingredients.
Cheese.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. No. That's again. I didn't expose it like that. There's other ingredients that are more secret.
Well, was there multiple cheeses? Culpa Jack.
We'll just have to find out next year.
Well, thankful. I don't think there was, because usually when there's multiple cheeses in anything, it just tends to be really crappy.
Yeah, it turns, like, really rubbery.
Yeah. What about, like, four cheese pizza?
Four cheese pizza is universally terrible.
Yeah, it's really bad. Why would you ever get cheese pizza to begin with? I never understood.
Number one, that's obviously it's a fair question to begin with.
I never understood that.
Four cheese pizza?
Doesn't it make it better? It doesn't.
All the cheeses just cancel themselves out, and they just taste like nothing. It's crap. Mm,
interesting.
Yeah.
Four cheese pizza is really bad.
What about Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
That's actually a delight.
Yeah, that actually is pretty tasty. But other than that, that's probably the only good cheese pizza that's out there.
Yeah.
Well, Gaddy's Pizza. Oh, they got that smoked provolone.
They got that. Yeah.
Yeah. They smoked the competition.
That's right.
They smoked the competition. Everyone. So just watch out for Gaddy's Pizza. It's it's new to the market.
Is it?
Yeah. We had a bunch of other dishes though. I think we had some mashed potatoes and some. It was like some squash and zucchini and stuff.
Squash and zucchini, that was really good. We had some really excellent deviled eggs.
The deviled eggs were good.
Nice.
Yeah,
those were really good.
Clay's mother made them.
And Adrian did too.
Like
they tagged.
Shout out to Adrian.
We're gonna shout out to Adrian every episode.
Two episodes in a row.
Three episodes in a row. She's just becoming a member of the gang.
Does she listen? Maybe she doesn't. If she doesn't listen, we gotta stop shouting out to her.
It's a good question.
I hope she listens. I don't think anyone listens.
Yeah, I think
no one is talking to us on Twitter. At Hobby Hard, people.
Yeah, twitter.com/hobbyhard.
Just say hello. We just want to talk to you.
Well, if no one's listening, we're just basically doing what we do every Monday night anyway. So
yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's really how this podcast started. We were just having discussions about random things, and
we should probably start talking about eating challenges again.
Well, I want a turkey too.
I want to tell you what I ate for Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah,
right, let's hear it.
Let's
turducken.
No turducken. Oh, see, I'm from the Gulf Coast, so I ate a lot of seafood.
Yeah, ooh, okay, nice.
My mom. Well, my parents are divorced, so I had a Thanksgiving with mom and Thanksgiving with dad. And
right.
Mom had traditional stuff. Yeah, like, you know, lunch and dinner. Mom had the traditional stuff, like turkey and dressing and all that. And then dad made gumbo, and it was really good.
Oh, nice.
Shrimp
nice.
And crab and oysters.
Oh, yeah, that sounds delicious.
And then I went out to eat a few times with my mom and got some po' boys and stuff like that.
Okay, all right.
I always enjoy eating seafood at home because I don't really eat it anywhere else. So I don't trust it unless I'm, like, on the Gulf.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, that's interesting.
But I do love seafood.
Well, all that sounds really tasty. Since it's
and pumpkin cheesecake.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, we didn't really have any desserts, huh?
We had two pies.
Oh, we did.
we had a pumpkin and a pecan. But we just got loaded up, and the pies, I think, were served with the meal
itself.
That's
right. That's why I didn't have any of the pies. That's right. Oh, actually, we did have that other thing that was really weird. That was that Corey made the...
pineapple?
Pineapple. Yeah, we had this thing with pineapple. It was just a combination. All he did was basically just put a bunch of pineapples in a baking dish, and then he put butter, cheese, Ritz crackers, and a ton of sugar on top of them, and then he baked them, and they were incredible.
They were really tasty. I mean, going into it, I was very skeptical.
Then I also thought about it afterwards. It's just like,
Stewart in the
no
house.
Terrible ingredients in this.
Can we borrow some headphones?
We got Gus in the house. Yeah, so Stuart just walked in.
He's my roommate. He lives here.
Well, anyway, do you guys want to talk about Major League Eating?
Yeah, let's do
it. Major League Eating.
Yeah, Major League Eating.
Let's get into it.
Did you guys read about Major League Eating in your...
I read that, there's some organization called Major League Eating. You know, there's a few organizations.
Oh, is there more than one? See,
there was what is it? The International Federation of Competitive Eating, and they sponsor, like, a lot of events, like the Nathan's event.
Oh, no. See, Major League Eating is the one that sponsored the Nathan's. Well, oh, is it the same thing?
Well, it's sort of the same thing.
I think it's the same thing. That's right.
It's sort of like the league that they created.
Right.
I used air quotes.
Right. There you go.
And then there's also Association of Independent Competitive Eaters. So, yeah, people take this pretty seriously.
Which one do you think? Well, do you think Hungry Todd Runge is in the other one? Because he's not in Major League Eating.
I forgot about that guy. Is that the local guy?
This is the local guy. Yeah. So if you guys aren't anybody that's not from Austin, there's this guy who is a competitive eater in town. And I guess – I don't know if he does anything outside of Austin that, you know, any of the – non-local eating challenges. I don't even know what the hell the local eating challenges are. But every now and then, he just kind of shows up at food trailers and just gives people free beers to just, like, talk to him for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he gives out his baseball cards that have his eating challenge stats on them.
Because he shot, like, a pilot of a show that he wants to
did he do that?
I think that's his whole deal.
That would make sense.
Are those his roots?
What is roots?
Shooting the pilot TV show.
I don't. How do you define roots in this situation?
I mean, how else would you define them?
like where he's from and what made him who he is today.
So I guess the pilot would be his roots in the business, in the industry?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It probably would be. I mean, like, just trying to go around and eat tons of barbecue at Franklin Barbecue or, like, you know.
Yeah, when we ran into him, we were at that food trailer park, and he was going to eat a bunch of chicken waffles, right?
Yeah, yeah, he was going to eat a bunch of Lucky J's chicken
waffles. Did y'all stay around and watch him?
No, it was, it was so crowded around him, we just kind of was... listen to it.
Yeah, and we got free beers for being there.
Yeah, and there's a, a bunch of, like, I guess one or two kegs.
Yeah.
They were sharing.
Did y'all know about this event beforehand?
No, we went to go eat dinner at the food trailers. Because it was at the food trailer
park. Surprised.
It was during South By, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Okay. But it was just a random day or...
No, it was not. It was totally not just a random day. If only it was. If only that happened every day.
But, yeah, I mentioned earlier the Nathan's thing. So, I mean, we mentioned that last time, too. That's kind of all I knew beforehand. But, yeah, the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest, that's sort of like
the big
thing
one
that everyone knows about, competitive eating.
Creme de la creme, if you
and,
will.
And everyone's heard of Kobayashi.
Right.
But what I didn't know is that he hasn't competed the past 2 years.
Right.
He was banned.
He was banned last year.
Yeah.
He was banned last year, and then the year before that, he just chose not to, I think.
Yeah.
No, two years ago, he was banned.
Oh, and then this year, he just...
I think they're both years he was banned, maybe.
Actually,
he got arrested at it this
year.
Two years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So check it out. Here's the deal.
Wait, do you have information on this?
He chose not to compete in 2010 because he didn't agree to the contract.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And he wanted to, like, compete in lots of eating events, and the contract for the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest was really limiting. But then he showed up to the contest in 2010 and, like, stormed the stage afterwards and got arrested. So that probably got him banned from it this year.
Okay. And this year, didn't he do...
He
did an event, like, on a rooftop of a bar?
Right. Like, I guess a bar in Manhattan, like, hired him to, like, compete. But,
right.
So he was, like, watching the televised event and competing along with them. And
didn't he, like, supposedly break the world record when he was doing it, too?
Yeah, he ate 69 hot dogs and...
The 10 minutes. That's what the competition
the 10
is
minutes,
for everyone.
Yeah. Now it's fluctuated in the past, but now it's 10 minutes.
Right. 10 minutes. Eat as many dogs and buns
and
as
buns.
You can.
HBDs.
HBDs, everyone.
And the
HDBs.
No.
Hot dogs and buns. HDBs. Yeah.
HDBs, everyone.
That's the
there
term.
You go. Breaking it down. Good job, Samsina.
Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks.
I think that's HBD.
Right, that's what we're thinking of.
Yeah, we got birthdays on the mind.
We got belated birthdays.
So many birthdays on the mind.
Happy belated birthday, by the way, Sam. It was
Thank
about
you.
A month ago.
It was this month.
Oh, so we're still within the time frame.
Yeah, I couldn't say that for Dylan necessarily.
That's a couple months ago now.
Yeah.
Anyway. And so yeah, he beat the world record and obviously the record this year. But the, you know, Nathan's didn't recognize it because he wasn't
officially
allowed
sanctioned
to compete. And so yeah, so he's from Japan and the American guy, Joey Chestnut. He's the guy who is. He's been undefeated for 5 years.
Right. He's been undefeated for 5 years, and he set the world record twice in the last 5 years.
Yeah, and so he was already beaten Kobayashi before Kobayashi quit.
Right. Well, I think is just interesting is just kind of looking at the, like, well, first of all, I always thought it was kind of interesting it was on the 4th of July just because, you know, every time I just think about, like, gluttony, I always just think Thanksgiving. And
right.
You always just,
yeah.
I never understood why there isn't really, why, you know, it wasn't on Thanksgiving, why there isn't, like, a really nationally televised food contest on Thanksgiving. But what I did read about was the supposed legend of the of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Okay.
And apparently, on July 4th, 1916, four immigrants had a hot dog eating contest at Nathan's famous Coney Island stand to settle an argument about who was the most patriotic.
All right, now we're talking.
Obviously, if you eat the most hot dogs in a day, you're obviously the most patriotic person in America. And it just kind of went on from there. And it was actually a really long time where they didn't do it.
Yeah, eating the most Frankfurters.
The other thing I thought
was
interesting.
Totally
American. Well, it's American as it gets.
I guess technically it is relatively American because there's also been people from only four different nationalities who have won it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's been mostly Americans and Japanese people, but then the other two, there's a guy from Germany won it once and a guy from Italy won it once, and that's it. Every other time, it's just been dominated by the Americans and the Japanese.
Well, it does take place in America.
Right, but I just think it's kind of interesting that, you know, Japanese people are the only other ones that have just had to get given.
Yeah, what
the gluttonous Americans and he sort of runs for their money.
What is it about those two cultures that love to eat a lot?
I don't know. It's a good
question.
It is
surprising about the Japanese, though.
Them
just being really big into competitive eating. But yeah, I did see there was like really big back in the day in Japan, and now it's like really like frowned upon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
In the Japanese culture.
I think it's funny how skinny the people who are really good at it are.
Well, yeah, the people that are doing it are like in decent, like, yeah, because I actually.
Kobayashi got huge for a while.
Oh, yeah, he got huge. But he was his like body fat percentage, like they broke it down, and it's like actually really good. Like,
right.
He actually was like in really good shape. He was like really jacked.
Well, because the whole thing is that he used to. I mean, you know, Michael Phelps eats 10,000 calories a day. That's ridiculous,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
all
just,
Subway.
Yeah, all Subway. Only Subway. How many sandwiches does that be? God, that'd be terrible.
Does he get free?
Yeah,
because
there's a low calorie.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they all these people do is they just work out a ton. Like Kobayashi, I saw a thing on 60 Minutes about him. And they just showed him he literally was in the gym for like 6 hours, like doing nothing but lifting weights. And then he'd just go to like a local Japanese restaurant and just eat as much as people as they would give him. And he wouldn't even pay for anything either because he's
wow.
a celebrity or whatever, which is hilarious. But
nice.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, you look at all these other guys like, you know, Joey Chestnut's not that big. And if you look at like if you go on Major League Eating's websites, they have like a ranking of the top 50. And it's like it takes until like, you know, number 25 between like number 25 and 30 before you finally get to some person that's fat. I mean, like the fourth ranked person in Major League Eating, this competitive eating challenge, is a 100 pound woman, which is.
Oh, well, incredible. I guess when you're doing anything incredible. When you're doing anything that quickly, it sort of takes energy.
Well, I mean, this is also kind of crazy. Apparently Wild Turkey, the whiskey brand, they have a turkey eating contest that's held on November 22nd, I guess, every year. And this year, Sonia Thomas, the, you know, 100-pound lady,
mm-hmm.
she wound up setting the world record for eating turkey.
Wow.
She
and she's the record holder for hot dogs, too, for women.
For women, yeah, because they just set it up into the men and the women's, like, brackets, I guess, this year. She ate five and a quarter pounds of turkey in 10 minutes. And that is,
ugh.
She did that on November 22nd of this year. Yeah, how long would you sleep for after eating 5.5 pounds
that
of turkey?
But did
so
you see that she
worse.
Also ate 7.75 pounds of turducken?
No.
I didn't see that one.
She did.
Wow.
Both of those sound so much worse than hot dogs.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, I mean, although they're eating like, what, 60 hot dogs. I mean, that's terrible. But I don't know. Turkey is just so filling.
Well, I just liked looking at the world records for all these things. I try to find like ones that I thought were really funny. Like Joey Chestnut has the world record for jalapeno poppers. He ate 118 in 10 minutes on April 8th, 2006.
He just pulled up the Sonic one time and ordered all they had.
Yeah, one at the University of Arizona. He pulled up the local Sonic. Let's see. So there's this guy, Patrick Bertoletti. He has the world record for drinking a 7-Eleven sports Slurpee, a 22-ounce sports Slurpee, and he did it in 9 seconds.
What?
How do you drink a Slurpee in 9 seconds?
With a straw?
I have no idea, but that's just it. It took him 9 seconds to drink it. Let's see. The other one I thought was really funny was Adrian Morgan. This person ate 20 hard-boiled eggs in 84 seconds.
That's gross.
Which is just disgusting.
Oh, gosh.
Everything about that is so gross. Okay. So
this is not something you want to eat a lot of.
No. Okay, and then so this is the other
not
one.
At all.
This is just because the number is so big, which is why I think. Do you guys know what Crystal Burgers, like Crystal
yeah,
Burgers
it's like
are?
White Castle.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like White Castle?
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, because that's something
like,
that's not up. That's
pretty much
not in the
indistinguishable.
North.
Yeah, it's exactly like White Castle.
Okay, so that's not in the North. So anyway, they used to have a hamburger eating contest in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They had it from, was it 2004 to 2009. And the only two people who ever won this were Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi. Kobayashi won it 4 times, and Joey Chestnut won it twice. And they had to eat as many Crystal Burgers as they could in 8 minutes, and Joey Chestnut set the world record with 103 in 2007 in 8 minutes. And then they decided that...
Which are not delicious burgers, by the way.
Well, I just think that's just a hilarious number. And then last year, 2010, the company decided they were going to try to rebrand themselves and remarket themselves, so they canceled the hamburger eating contest, which is just kind of silly because I can't only imagine how much publicity you get off of something like
right.
that. I can't imagine like how we're going to make ourselves healthier. You're a hamburger chain. You're not going to make anybody think you're healthier. If anything, just embrace the obesity. honestly, it's this. It's just,
embrace the obesity.
It's a fucking stupid idea. I don't know how just like saying,
it's a good slogan for Major League Eating or something.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful slogan for him. But then apparently the chain's up for sale now. So a lot of people online are like actually really hoping they bring back the contest next year once they sell the company. Should probably be a really good
idea.
That's
what we should do, guys. Buy it up.
So yeah, I didn't realize that those same competitive eaters are like doing all these different contests.
Oh yeah, that's
and winning them.
Right. That's how they have the rankings in the league, man. You know?
Oh, so the Major League Eating ranks like individuals based on all the different contests they do?
Yeah, I guess. Oh. I was trying to honestly, I was trying to figure it out.
So who's number one? Joey Chestnut?
Joey Chestnut is number one. And then this guy, I think, what is it? This guy, Patrick Bertoletti, I think he might be number two. I don't know who number three is. And then Sonia Thomas is number four.
Tim Eater X.
Oh, Tim Eater X. That's right.
Where's Kobayashi?
Kobayashi's not ranked. I don't think he's a part of it. He's nowhere on the website.
Oh, because he's not affiliated.
He had a dispute with him. Yeah, actually, I first heard about Tim Eater X. This is going to be a throwback, but remember that show True Life back in the day?
On MTV.
It's a wonderful program.
All right,
absolutely.
I believe it was True Life. So I was watching it, I was probably like 14 or 15 at this point, and it was around when like the hot dog eating contest was had some buzz and some steam behind it.
Was he a contestant on True Life?
He was on True Life. It was like, I'm a competitive eater, and he was on there and stuff, and it showed him, because he's the guy that like paints his face, and it showed him like painting his face and going to like Nathan hot dog eating contest and just getting completely sloshed by Kobayashi. Like Kobayashi just like cleaned house, and that's when Kobayashi was like, you know, just like
in his prime.
Yeah, he was in his prime. I don't know. He could still be in his prime apparently if he's already, you know, eating 69 hot dogs.
Yeah, but not if he's not getting any credit for it.
Yeah, it's very true.
Beating Joey Chestnut's record by one whole hot dog.
Yeah,
68, 2007.
Sorry, Joey.
Joey Chestnut had a huge year in 2007. Can we talk about that for a second?
Let's go over that.
Let's do it. Let's just recap it. Is this 2007?
2007, huge year for Joey Chestnut. Just busting out the hot dog eating world record with 68.
You sound like a fan.
I'm fascinated.
Is that a Joey Chestnut tattoo right there?
Oh, yeah. Right on my forearm.
You're wearing his jersey.
I am wearing his jersey. It cost me a pretty penny to get that made. But then he had 100.
Did he just text you?
He might have.
Yeah, we got to check.
That was
Tim Eater X.
It was Tim Eater X. He was telling me about how many ramen noodles he ate the other day.
What is Joey Chestnut's nickname? He has one, too.
I don't know.
I forgot.
Not that big a fan, obviously. But he ate...
Sam, look it up.
He ate 68 hot dogs at the Nathan's thing, and then he ate 103 burgers at the Crystal thing. And then I think in the same year, he wound up winning, like, the Pizza Hut Challenge, which is how many pounds of Pizza Hut pizza you can eat, which he, like, I don't even know. I always read how many it was. It was another ridiculous number. It's just... That man just had a huge competitive eating year. He's the man Adam Richman wants to be.
Joey Jaws Chestnut. Yeah, I mean, this seems like just a very... I mean, I guess they get, you know, sponsored to train and stuff, but this seems like a very expensive hobby to have or something to compete in, because, I mean, you're literally consuming a lot of food, and, like, that's not going to be cheap. And then having to do this other stuff to train and, like, maintain your body weight and stuff and stretch out and everything. Right. Stretch out your stomach, that is. Well, always stretch out before you compete, kids.
Well, you're totally like, distend your stomach in order to be able to...
Because for that much food, even though it's cheap, like, you probably pay, like, $100 for Crystal Burgers.
Oh, yeah. I can't... 100?
Right. I mean, if you're training or something.
Yeah, what's a normal breakfast for him? Not competing.
Well, I've heard that they train by...
77 hard-boiled eggs. With 18 pounds of oatmeal on the side.
It takes 3 hours to make breakfast.
He's got someone waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day making it just for him. Personal chef.
I've heard that they train by, like, eating lots of things like lettuce and, like, drinking, like, tons of water to try to, like, actually physically expand their stomachs.
Yeah, that's what I know. I read about Anthony Bourdain. Like, that's one of the big things that he does, like, with his TV show, like, North Reservations or whatever. If he's out in, you know, some city and he knows he's going to have a huge meal the next day, he doesn't eat very much the next day, but then he also drinks a ton of water, like a couple gallons, in order to distend his stomach as much as he can. So that his, you know, stomach can be as big as possible, and he can, you know, comfortably eat as much food as he's going to. And he's another one. I mean, he obviously eats terribly. He eats tons of rich foods. It's amazing that, and like, he eats a lot in his TV shows. It's kind of amazing that man is still gangly and skinny.
Yeah, he's pretty skinny. Yeah. He's really tall, though. But
he's huge.
He's pretty skinny.
I mean, he also used to smoke like 4 packs a day. So it's like, I can't imagine him ever doing cardio workouts. Like, can that man run at all? I don't know.
Did y'all find out if any of these people have like serious health problems or have had health problems at all?
I don't know about any of these actual... I didn't see anything about that with any of, like, the actual competitive eaters. I know Anthony Bourdain has health problems.
Right. I read about this guy, who this older guy named Don Lerman, and he, I don't think he's a competitive eater anymore, but he said that when, I guess, like, or he still has, like, internal bleeding when he, just from eating.
It's terrible.
Just because of all the terrible things he's done to his stomach. And I bet a lot of people have that, too.
I mean, I'm sure
they've
that
got to.
Right, they have to. But, I mean, if they're also working out a lot at the same time, it, you know, that's got to mitigate it somehow, you know. Like, you spend 6 hours in a gym, and then you go eat a ton. I mean, it must, at some point, even out. I mean, look how much Michael Phelps eats. You just, like, watch that 60 Minutes interview with him, and he's eating, like, 8 plates of nachos and, like, the biggest burritos ever. And it's just, like, the most gross thing ever. But he's obviously, you know, huge and ripped, so.
Right. Well, just twice Michael Phelps. What's the deal over here?
I mean,
he's,
I just
he's an eater.
He's an eater.
No, he is an eater.
He's an eater.
And he's competitive.
And he's, yeah, he is. Yeah, he won us a lot of gold medals.
He won a lot of gold medals.
Got to give him props. Yeah, actually, I saw that Kobayashi one day woke up and couldn't close his jaw. Like, couldn't.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing they do. They chew gum all the time to strengthen their jaw.
Yeah, yeah. So he got arthritis in his jaw, and he's like,
oh, man.
You know, I don't know how old he is now. I think he's like in his 30s now or something, but
jeez,
you know, it'd be pretty miserable.
Yeah, yeah, my jaw, I was actually hurting over Thanksgiving break because
of
all
time.
The eating I did. Yeah.
Well, you know, I just, what I think is fascinating about all these, you know, about, you know, stuff like this, you got to wonder if that, you know, kind of fed into some of the Food Network shows that are on there now, because obviously there's, you know, ones that are legitimately about traveling and about eating well and, you know, things that, you know, like Bourdain shows, and sometimes there are Zimmern's show, even though all Zimmern does is eat, you know, terrible things.
Who's Zimmern?
Andrew Zimmern eats bizarre foods. He basically just eats various animals' testicles all the time, but he travels all over the world and eats like really weird things, and they're, I mean, it's all like local foods. Nothing, you know, like he goes to, you know, Vietnam or whatever, and just eats whatever the local,
the weirdest,
you know,
thing,
the
they
weirdest,
have.
The weirdest things that they have. But I mean, like, these are serious travel shows. But then there's other shows, you know, like Man vs. Food, which I have a personal obsession with.
It's a pretty entertaining show.
I mean, it's
very entertaining.
It is, and it's just, it's kind of ridiculous because it's this guy's literally getting filmed killing himself. That's what I mean, that's what it is. The guy is sitting there and he's going to all these different places, and it's just like, what's that? A burger the size, you know, a burger the size of a cow, you have to eat this in 20 minutes, let's see what I can do. And then he eats the whole fucking thing until like one bite, and he goes, oh, I can't do it anymore.
Because when they shoot a season, like, they're traveling around the country, they have all these stops. It's basically like a you know, a tour, and he's doing these contests within a few days of each other.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's interesting about it, though, it's not like, obviously, the contests themselves all, you know, have food that is never good for you by any means. I mean, it's always like buffalo wings and burgers and, you know, pizzas the size of, I don't know, like the Sears Tower, the fuck knows.
The Chrysler Building.
The Chrysler Building. It's always the Chrysler Building. It's the size of Chrysler, pizza the size of Chrysler Building, going for it at a merchant's mouth. But they still shoot shows, or they still shoot the show at local restaurants too, to give exposure to.
Yeah, I like that
aspect. Which is a nice little aspect of it. They still try to have like the travel aspect of it, but they still go to restaurants that aren't necessarily good, that aren't good for you.
Yeah, and
it's still always like chicken and waffles, like that are just huge, or like Round Rock donuts. Or,
yeah, they did an Austin episode, and they did Round Rock donuts, and he ate like a huge donut that they have.
Right, and then he
and then Salt Lick Barbecue, and then Wanted a Million.
Yeah, and then
that was the challenge.
The challenge is that Wanted a Million, and Wanted a Million, if you're not from the city, is a breakfast place that they have huge breakfast tacos at. But the one in a million, like the Don
Juan,
they're
burritos.
They're more or less burritos, and they're just huge. And you're supposed to eat as many as you. Are you supposed to eat as many as you can? Is that what the challenge is? I don't remember.
I think his personal challenge was like 8 of them,
which is just insane.
And he ate like 4 or 5.
Right, like 8 of those. It's all
because they're all like.
A couple pounds of food.
3 pounds or something.
Yeah.
Maybe not that much.
I mean, it's probably at least 2 pounds. They're just like all of them. It's tons of food.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I mean, just like, I'm fascinated by the show because one, this guy just like willingly going through this, and he obviously pitched this idea, and he's just literally, I mean, because he doesn't work out or anything. Like the first season, he's like relatively, he's not that fat in the first season of the show. Then they do the second one, and each episode he just gets progressively more huge. The man is gigantic now.
Yeah, he's pretty fat.
And it's just like, at some point you realize, like, this is your job, you know. Maybe you are killing yourself on TV. Maybe you should try to work out or something. Just, like, try it, you know.
You know, just give it a try. Just try. Hit the gym once in a while.
You know, maybe you could just do some push-ups in your spare time every now and then.
Just work out the arms. Just, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Just work out the hammies, you know. Get them loose.
Hammies always got to get worked out.
So I have a question for you guys. How many hot dogs do you think you could eat? With a gun to your head.
What's the time?
10 minutes.
10 minutes?
That's a good question.
Man.
Are we training for this or not?
Just cold? We're just going in?
Let's get if you just did it like right now or on an empty stomach.
Empty stomach? I would...
Are we doing Nathan's hot dogs?
Huh?
Are we doing Nathan's hot dogs?
Sure. Just your standard hot dog. Don't think too hard.
Yeah, I'm going to say probably... I'm going to go 10.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... Yeah, I'll go 10.
I'm thinking 10 as well.
10 in 10 minutes?
Oh, wait, 10 minutes. I forgot about the time limit. God. I was thinking like total before I just like keeled over.
Well, if we're like... If,
in 10 minutes... No, I couldn't eat that. I could like 5
or
6.
Yeah.
I could probably do 10 if it's like gun to your head and you got to eat them all and it's like a challenge and you got to eat as many as you could. I mean, if you're just like dunking them in water like they do too,
right?
Probably eat more than that, really.
Have y'all ever done an eating challenge?
I have. I don't remember when. Long time ago, back when I was a kid.
Do you remember what it was?
All it's right. Like pies.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's actually how it started. Just like in the early
pies.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like when you're a kid and you go to like
raspberry pies.
When you're a kid and you go to like camps,
rhubarb,
pecan, sweet potato. When you're a kid and you go to camps, you know,
do a pies episode.
Yeah, God. Let's just do what's your favorite pies. Anyway, continue. Go ahead. What are you talking about?
When I was a kid, was that like we'd go to like this summer camp every single year, and they'd always have some sort of like little pie eating challenge for the kids.
It
was
so
always
you just like dunk your face in it.
Yeah, just something like that. It was like you dunk your face in and see like how much of it you can eat, or it's like a slice you can finish it the quickest.
Bobbing for apples.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in like drinking contests much more than I've been in eating contests.
Yeah, I've done the milk challenge before.
Ugh,
where you have to drink a gallon of milk in an hour.
My brother's done that.
I got like about probably three. It was like probably seven or eight. Actually, it was not that many. It was probably like five or six of us that did it.
An hour?
Yeah, you get
an
hour.
That seems like such a long time, but then also that's got to be really hard to stomach that much milk.
Yeah, it's a gallon of milk.
Yeah. Like, yeah. What is that like?
Oh, man. It starts out like okay, and then you just get like into it, and then everything you smell and taste is just milk. And then everyone around you, like at least us, it was like... Yeah, it was like five of us, and like probably two people ducked out around like a 30-minute mark.
They
threw
up?
Yeah, I mean, everyone threw up.
It's like my little brother.
And then
brother.
It's just one of those...
Oh, everyone did?
Yeah, like no one finished it. Yeah, it was just one of those things, too, where like...
I think it's like,
oh, no one
finished that.
Yeah, no one that I was around. Like, I've seen people finish it...
Really?
...before, but like, yeah, the throwing up was just like the worst, because it was just like a solid stream. I don't know, it was terrible. I'm going to stop right now.
I know my brother, for a fact, has tried to do that at least twice. I don't know why he's done it multiple times. Him and his friends are just silly. Just strange people, I guess. But I think my brother said he did finish it once, honestly.
Didn't our
friends...
And
then he puked right afterwards.
Didn't our friends Tim and Nate do the Pluckers Hot Wings challenge?
Oh, yeah. They both completed it.
What is that? It's like really, really spicy wings.
Yeah, it's just they give you a plate of 25 wings.
25. Wow.
Yeah, you got to eat 25 of them. I mean, honestly, if you eat like the wings, they're not... They're spicy, but it's just like spicy to the point it just kind of makes your mouth numb. I guess it's more volume of food.
Yeah, but after a few of them, you don't really feel
it. You don't feel anything.
You just do it really quickly.
It's more the volume of food than anything else. 25 wings is a lot.
I'm sure if you pause, you feel it more.
Probably.
So it's like makes you want to eat it faster.
Probably. I mean, that's just kind of a silly thing anyway. I can't imagine like sitting out and doing any of these food challenges. It just sounds gross.
Yeah.
I mean, I was reading just the different things they do them on. I saw that there's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich food challenge.
Ooh, I would rock that.
Yeah, Biloxi, Mississippi.
As long as I had something to drink.
Yeah, hot
dogs. Peanut butter can choke you up.
There's
meatballs, moon pies.
You found some good ones. I found...
Did you see the ramen noodles one?
No, I didn't see that.
There's another ramen noodles one. Tim Eater X won it, actually. He holds the world record for ramen noodles.
Oh, Timmy.
I found an asparagus eating contest.
Oh, yeah, it's fried asparagus.
Oh, I didn't see that. Fried.
Okay.
Fried asparagus, yeah, I saw that.
That makes it a little different.
Yeah. Changes the game a little bit.
Just
landscape.
A little bit. There's one that's like pounds. It's literal pounds of baked beans.
Are we going country style or ranch style?
I think it's country style. I think it's country style.
That's something I do not want to eat a lot of.
I would love that. And yeah,
it just sounds terrible to be too.
So like, what happens after these food challenges? You know, like, what is so? It's like, obviously, like you have to like you
when they go back to the,
it's
their,
like you don't
their
throw,
bedroom.
It's like you don't throw up. Like you basically, as long as you hold it down during the challenge, like is there?
Oh
a
yeah,
time?
That's by the way, that's a disqualification pretty much
yeah,
in any eating challenge.
Right, right. So what if you throw up? Like, you know, is there like a 5-minute window afterward or something? And then also like, what happens afterwards? Like, do these people like literally digest this food, or do they purge
right.
it, or do they just have just like, you know,
I good question.
Do they just poop it out for like, you know,
we don't mean to get too gross here, but it's a real question.
I know it is an eating challenge.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of them made themselves throw up, because I can't even imagine that being comfortable.
Especially since a lot of them are skinny.
Yeah, because right. they said Kobayashi gained like 18 pounds And like one hot, he ate like 18 pounds worth of food.
That's disgusting.
That would be just as bad for your esophagus as it would be for your digestive system.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Probably, yeah.
It's probably they have like, you know, ulcers and like stuff like that. Yeah, it's just.
This is a disgusting hobby.
Yeah, this hobby is ridiculous.
I think we're going to have a unanimous vote on this.
All right, so this is what I was thinking. I think like this also just opened up like, I think there's just a market opportunity for just a lot of different games to be played in a relation with competitive eating. Like I thought about combining maybe competitive, like obviously like, you know, you have the competitive eating and it's just you like eat as much as you can, but just like really challenge the human being and like combine competitive eating with like, let's say an Ironman marathon. Okay. so it's like, so basically you're like, you judge someone on how much they can eat combined with their times during the let's just go triathlon. Let's up the ante a little bit. So let's just say you run like, you know, a 10K, you bike like 10 miles and you have to swim for like 5 miles.
God.
So it's like, and if you complete all that, you don't throw up. And then,
somebody would have a heart attack doing that.
Well, this is the kind of culture we're living in right now in America that like we need to be entertained.
We need to force these people to work out after they eat 50 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
So are they eating in between
during?
No, they eat before. So yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so
okay.
Before.
So is there going to be an eating contest before each event? So if you're doing like a triathlon
that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Is there an eating contest before the running and there's eating contest before the biking and eating contest?
You could do three different eating competitions based on the event you're supposed to go into. So for like swimming, you could do like seafood.
Dude, when you swim, you'd have so much cramps.
Yeah. And then for
you'll
like
swim a bunch of miles after
what
eating
would biking
shrimp
be?
As
like biking
be
some kind of everyone granola or something.
The hippies
granola. Oh, so we're not talking
cliff
about
bars.
Like,
it's just like how many cliff bars you can.
Yeah, so it's just something just associated with so you three different.
Oh, okay.
And then also another game I thought about.
Or it could be Michelob Ultra, just how many people can drink just based off of Lance Armstrong.
That'd be recycling.
All right, so you bring up
recycling.
The drinking. So you say competitive drinking. So also let's just swap this around and do a competitive drinking competition. All right. So then you have
now
like
that is something I'd be much better at.
So you have like 5 minutes to drink as much as you can or something, and then you take. Let's say that you take, like, you know, a full proctored SAT. So
full proctored, huh?
So it's based off of, like, you'd come up with some ridiculous, you know, scoring system based off of your score on the SAT. And then, you know, even dumb.
That's awesome.
So, that's hilarious.
So do that, and then combined with how much alcohol you actually take.
So would there, again, just go back to the drink before each section, because each section is pretty long, the SATs.
Well, I really want to do this now. I think we should get really drunk and then take, like, practice SATs and try to get the best score.
Drinking during the SAT could be optional.
That would be. Oh, during the test? Yeah. I think you should drink during the test as well.
So level the playing field, I guess we could do. You'd have to make sure that everyone's at the same blood alcohol content going in.
So I got
to
get a breathalyzer.
Because
like different people could drink more to get.
Yeah, it'd be hard to regulate
drunk,
that.
So you'd have to regulate it. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think the three of us should try.
Yeah.
I'll just be the judge. How about that one?
Oh, you're definitely in this one. Stuart will be the judge. He lives here.
Are we doing the writing section too, or are we just doing math and verbal?
No, we're going all out, buddy.
I didn't even do the writing section. Did y'all?
Yeah.
I didn't have it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Wait, y'all are older than me.
He's not, is he?
No. Well, I graduated in high school 2004.
Yeah, I graduated 2005, but we didn't have the writing section when I took it.
We had the writing section, right?
Yeah, I bombed the writing section. I was terrible in it.
Maybe I didn't take it my senior year. Maybe I only took it like.
What kind of hotshot are you over here?
Yeah.
We were just doing a podcast with a full hotshot over
hot
here.
Shot. That's not what I meant.
He's just top of his game over here, guys. Don't worry about
it. Just ops out of the writing section?
Yeah, what a jerk. Inconsiderate. Big league in the SATs over here.
I'm pretty sure I did a writing section.
There's a writing section for the GRE.
Yeah, there's definitely one. I mean, there was a science, like. All right, so there's a math section, and then I think there's like a science.
Verbal.
Section, science.
No, you're thinking of ACT.
ACT.
Oh, see, I think I just took the ACT, though.
I took
them both.
Once in junior high, but I think not junior high, junior year. Sorry. No. Yeah.
Oh, I took them both. I don't. I thought there was a writing section on the SAT. Still, I don't remember.
What was your score out of?
1600.
Okay, then there was no writing.
What? Really?
Yeah, because the new scoring system is like 2400.
And yeah.
That's
and
including
that's,
the ride. We've been talking about tests for too long.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, so those are the two games. I feel like there's definitely like an opportunity for them to just kind of combine some different things and, you know, just kind of do a little play on the American culture and consumerism. No,
those both sound awesome.
Yeah, this sound pretty hilarious.
And this would, of course, be aired on ESPN, like, on a Sunday afternoon.
So do y'all have a weird
factor? This is totally a good ESPN2 sport. You know, it could be a solid addition to the X Games,
yeah.
You know?
Because ESPN actually has the Nathan thing. They've been a sponsor since, like, 04.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I could totally get on Spike TV. That's a network.
Is that still around?
That would be our fallback.
Spike TV is totally still around.
Wow, I didn't know that.
They broadcast a bunch of these things.
Pros vs. Joes, bro.
They still have that? That was a pretty good show.
That was actually a fun show.
Yeah. Well, the Joes were never good.
Yeah, the Joes would always... Like,
the Joes always got owned hard.
You'd always just have that one, and you'd be like, man, that's actually a really good, just normal, athletic human being right there. It's not a professional athlete.
Oh, the Joes.
Like, Joes.
I didn't see any episodes with good Joes.
Karen?
Oh, man.
I don't think I ever...
I got a car alarm going. I don't know if you can hear that.
Well, I don't think that I ever saw an episode of the show that had good Joes either. I think it was always just the pros beating down the Joes.
That was a cool show, though. I wouldn't mind watching that.
Well, it was also funny because it was all like the retired ones. One I always really liked was watching Charles Oakley just destroy the hell out of everybody playing basketball. I thought that was pretty funny because he is just a big, intimidating person to begin with.
So do y'all have a weird fact of the week?
Do we have a weird fact?
Yeah, I have one fun fact.
here we go. Weird fact.
Oh, weird, yeah.
It's gotta be weird.
All right, so Kobayashi, as he's gotten out of competitive eating, well, he still does competitive eating, but he's also an aspiring dog trainer, and he's trained over 6 labradoodles. So I think that might be like his second career is
the best
in
part
dog
of that
training.
Fact was just the word labradoodle.
Yeah, labradoodles. That is a real dog breed.
I don't think this is necessarily a weird fact. I just thought it was kind of interesting. In 2000, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Challenge, in 2000, this guy, Kazuto Ari, I can't say his last name. Either way, he set the world record with 25 and an eighth hot dogs. And then next year, Kobayashi beat him and ate 50. So he doubled the guy's score in 1 year. And then... and the next time Kobayashi lost, he didn't get doubled, but Joey Chestnut was again set the world record with 66, which was 12 more than Kobayashi ate the previous year.
Did you take care of that car alarm, Porter? Oh. Porter thought it was his car.
Well,
it happens. It's an apartment complex. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple things, actually. So Ryan Reynolds, apparently, the famous actor, are we familiar?
Yes. Bill Simmons claims Bill Simmons claims he is not a movie star, which does not make any sense. But
I don't understand that argument.
It's not a good argument.
What is his argument?
His argument is that he's not guaranteed to make money as a actor, so therefore he's not a movie star. But because
not all his movies are like blockbusters.
But by that frame of reference, the only person that is Will Smith, because he's the only person that it's in Hollywood, in female or male, that's guaranteed
to
make a movie anymore.
Tom Cruise, like Night and Day, bombed. And
right. I mean, like the only Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, like J. Edgar's not doing well at all right now. Like, I mean, there's nobody that's guaranteed to open movies besides Will Smith. So claiming
Sounds
this guy
like,
that isn't famous.
Right.
This guy's famous for being in movies and gets paid millions of dollars, has been in movies and TV for years. Yeah, he's totally not a movie star. That's not a thing that he is.
Yeah, if you're one of the top paid actors, you are a movie star.
That's exactly what you are. Maybe you shouldn't be getting paid that way, but you are.
I don't know. Green Hornet was pretty good, though.
That movie was righteous.
Green Lantern?
Green Lantern.
Oh, Green. Oh,
Hornet
Green.
Was Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
And both of them were righteous for completely different reasons.
I saw neither. Neither of them looked good.
Well, Green Lantern sure wasn't good, and that's why it was great. It was one of the most terrible movies I've ever seen in my life, and it was hilarious.
Anyway, Ryan Reynolds, he wrote an editorial to Huffington Post about how he is very much against competitive eating because it's just a display of Western gluttony, and it's insulting to countries with large populations of starving people, which is just sort of a pessimistic way of looking at it.
It's a very pessimistic way.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what he's saying, but...
Just pissing in the chair is a competitive eating over here.
I don't know.
I guess I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
I actually kind of do agree with that, but, you know, people want to go eat their faces off. You live in a country where you can do it, so...
Right, yeah, I mean, it's just an interesting part of our culture.
I mean, there's only one that's widely broadcast all over the country, so...
And here's another fun fact, or weird fact, sorry. So in at the Nathan's contest in 1981, the winner was Thomas DeBerry with 11 hot dogs. And he, after 5 minutes, he stopped and left to go to a family barbecue.
He's still alive? That's pretty hilarious.
He just downed 5 hot dogs and peaced out. And still won.
That's so funny. I mean, it's also especially funny because the contest is like 12 minutes. So he only did it for 6.
Oh, yeah, it was 12 minutes back then.
Yeah, he did it for 6 minutes and then said, well, got to go to a barbecue. See you guys later. I can't be here for 6 minutes of my life. It's the length of 2 songs. That's so funny.
Oh, man. So I think I know your answers, but would you hobby hard at competitive eating, Porter?
I love to eat, but I would say no.
And why?
Oh, I mean, just for the, like, it's, yeah, I mean, I love to eat and just get into, you know, get into some food and just down a lot of food at one point, but it seems like the negatives just kind of outweigh the positives in this hobby. It's just, you know, there's a lot of health implications that go into it, and it just doesn't really appeal to me.
What about the fact that this hobby?
It's fun to watch, though. I mean, I watch the hot dog thing every year. It's a lot of fun.
What about the fact that this hobby has made like people have made careers out of it and get paid presumably a lot of money?
It's actually not that. I mean, like some of these things, like the Nathan's is the one I think, because I looked up how much these things pay because I was curious. The Nathan's one pays the most, and the guy who wins first place, I mean, he gets $10,000.
Oh,
It's not that much money. Like the
never mind.
It's not that much.
The wild turkey one that we were talking about earlier. The Sonia Thomas, she got first place, obviously, and she got paid $1,500.
What are they doing with their lives?
Yeah, see, that's like, just like you can
so.
Get,
okay,
you
so
can
this
just get a job.
This really is just a hobby.
Yeah, this is straight up hobby. I mean, I guess
like, they might be famous for it, but it's a hobby.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
sure
if you
play
Joey Chestnut, I'm sure you. I mean, obviously you have sponsorships and you're
okay. Yeah.
I mean, you have sponsorships and you obviously probably eat for free at a bunch of places. So he does make money off of it. Obviously, more than the 10,000. I mean, I'm sure he gets paid much more than $10,000 for just.
So
being
you think
a
they
part
have
Nathan's
day jobs?
I think that if you're not Joey Chestnut or Kobayashi, you do.
Yeah.
I don't
think
that those two do because they're world famous.
Just through the sponsorships.
I mean, it's like sponsorships. And, you know, if Kobayashi was talking about how he wouldn't do Nathan's because he had to sign a contract that was limiting, obviously they're getting paid by Nathan's for participating.
Oh, yeah, I had another question for y'all. If you had to do an eating challenge, what food item would you want it to be?
Oh, man, good question.
Or drink item, I guess. Probably food item. Let's go with food item.
I'd say bacon. I love bacon.
Oh, you do eat lots of bacon.
And I think I could eat a large amount of bacon.
Bacon would be tasty.
How many strips could you eat in 5 minutes?
Man. 30?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd go by poundage. I'd probably say I could probably eat like a couple pounds of bacon in 5 minutes.
I could probably eat like a lot of roasted peanuts.
That's a good one. peanuts are really good.
I don't know. If I were to do it, you know, I'd want something like bacon that's really good. I think I would go, if I had to do it, I'd probably say pork belly. I think pork belly.
What? That'd be so filling.
Oh, it'd be super filling, and it'd be gross, but it's like one of my favorite foods. So.
Oh, I would feel so sick, you know, so quickly.
I'm not saying I'd try to win it. I would just eat it normally, probably. Yeah. If I'm going to do it with that, I got to win, I'd probably go with something like bacon, because bacon wouldn't be so bad. Peanuts would just be silly.
Yeah, what's something light?
You got to find something too that
Kashi?
you're gonna ruin this food if you're gonna do it. You know, like this food's gonna be done.
That's
it's like if you get, you know, drunk like on screwdrivers, and you're just like, you know, the next day you're just like, I cannot drink a glass of orange
that's
juice
true.
Right now.
Well, if that's the case, so then I'm gonna I would do like quinoa. Just do something I don't care about to begin with,
but that you could eat a lot of.
Yeah, quinoa. Yeah. You could probably eat a lot of quinoa. It wouldn't take too much.
I bet it's more filling than you realize, though.
Probably
because it. Yeah.
Like rice pilaf.
I would just go
rice pilaf.
Straight wheat toast.
Just some couscous.
Couscous.
No butter.
I've got to go with some kashi. Kashi crunch.
All right, Dylan, would you hobby hard?
No, for the same reasons that Sam said. I find food delicious, and I love to cook, and I love to eat, and I read about food a lot and all these different things, and the idea of sitting down and eating 50 hot dogs in 10 minutes, 60 hot dogs in 10 minutes, or, you know, drinking a 22-ounce Slurpee in 9 fucking seconds. All these things are just so unappealing to me. Like, I don't, I mean, and we're looking at how much money you get out of this. You really, unless you wind up winning the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest multiple years in a row, become like the Lance Armstrong of Major League Eating, I mean, you don't make it. You don't make very much money off this anyway.
The prize money doesn't sound like it. Like, it sounds like it barely offsets the cost to, like, train.
Exactly. It really does sound that way. And I don't, like, you go and you eat, do this, like, wild turkey eating contest. It's just like, well, how many people are, how many people are watching this? How many people care? It's like, I'm going to get famous for eating a lot of turkey.
Yeah.
Like, well, good for you. You're going to go to sleep for a week now. Have fun. See you in a month. I don't know. It's just so silly to me. I'll keep watching people do it on TV. I'll go watch Man vs. Food all the day. But,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't participate in this by any means.
All right, well, we've got a unanimous. I'm also a no. Yeah, I love to eat, and I even love to overeat and eat unhealthy stuff. But yeah, just the sound of, like, eating this much stuff, like, it just makes me cringe.
What about if it was a grilled cheese eating contest?
Grilled cheese? Yeah, I could probably eat a good bit of grilled cheese. I bet the cheese would get pretty heavy after a while.
Yeah. What about Colby Jack?
Colby Jack.
It's got to be a Colby Jack.
Got to be that Colby Jack.
Colby Jack.
But eating challenges, or competitive eating. It's pretty disgusting.
It's totally gross.
Definitely.
Porter, you want to take us out?
Sure. So that is our podcast, closing us out today. We got coming up at the 11 o'clock slot, we got the Easy Jazz coming at you, Little Ham and Eggs. And next week we're going to be
Blake Stokes, Blake Little Buddy Stokes.
Shout out to Blake Stokes. Next week we're going to be doing, what are we doing next week?
Oh shit, we forgot to talk about that.
Bowling, let's do bowling.
Oh, bowling.
All right, next week we're doing bowling. So right back here, KHOB, same time next week.
Oh yeah, and tweet at us, at HobbyHard, and email us, hobbyhard@gmail.com.
Yeah, we have no emails, so just please email us. Do we have any emails? No, we're not going to say it on the air. All right.
Just spam.
We totally don't have any emails.
KHOB, DJ Porter signing out.
Thanks, bye.
This is how we do it. West.